We are back in order for the admin portion of the meeting. We don't have any items on consent this time, so we'll jump right into discussion matters. The first one is commissioner recusal on the Summit Carbon case, number 2239. Jack, you have some information for us?
Yes, Madam Chair. In the last meeting where we discussed this, there was a request from the commission to come back with a number of names that could be possible replacements for the purposes of this case. I did reach out to a number of people, Tim Dawson. Currently, Zach has already been placed as advisory on the case. That being said, we would be able to actually make a transition and appoint him if that would be the prerogative of the commission as well. My initial thought was to put Judge Dawson on the case, and then Commissioner Chrisman had some thoughts about having Hope Hogan actually running the citing hearing for the Summit case. But at this point in time, those are the two names I really have to present, unless you would like me to expand it out further.
Cool. Randy or Sherry?
And so to be clear, Mr. Pelham is available to be advisory counsel.
He's available to be advisory counsel, and he also is available to replace for the recusal.
Well, I'm comfortable with, I guess, either way, but as you had initially proposed, I would be comfortable with him as advisory counsel and Mr. Dawson to take the third commissioner spot. I don't know what we call that. Are they called a commissioner for the case, or... or what, but Mr. Dawson, yeah, for that spot.
Question. Decision maker? What is it?
Well, in the ethics rules, it's decision maker, but yeah. I believe in our actual statute, I think it actually would be replacement commissioner, but we'll get some concrete thoughts on that moving forward.
Replacement Commissioner Dawson?
Interim commissioner?
We might want to come up with a term that, because there'll be time when we need to reference it.
Sure.
From time to time. But I would be comfortable with those two.
Yeah, I have no objection either. And the title at this point is kind of a... you can work on that. But let's just get the replacements done. I have no problem with Zach being advisory and Tim sitting as the commissioner on the hearing.
Okay. All right, well, I'll proceed with the paperwork and... finding a good name for the replacement commissioner position.
Will a factor in that, I'm trying to figure out, you know, where we're placing the cart and where we're placing the horse here, is a factor in getting people to accept a position like that, the number of hearings we're going to have and the location of them? Do we need to be discussing that now, or should that be shuffled down the road a little bit?
I don't think that changing a number of one or two hearings is going to impact the decision. I immediately floated when I was discussing the case with the interested persons that I anticipated to be at least three hearings. So I don't think one additional hearing will be will break the deal, I guess.
Because I'm looking at the map, I am thinking four would be a good choice. But I don't know when we need to decide that or discuss it in
sure.
more detail.
We probably should discuss that in a separate work session. But I'll have further communications with Judge Dawson and Zach as well, and we'll figure a manner of proceeding on those.
All right, very good. You could call it an RDM, replacement decision maker.
We need an acronym with a vowel so we can say it in
oh,
one syllable.
Let's not make it a dim. All right. Number two is Northwest Communications Cooperative Bright Sound Communications Complaint. Jack, also for you.
And Commissioner Chrisman requested that I put this on the discussion matters. In short, We received informal complaints from a number of people and organizations, rural telephone cooperatives, regarding the business practices and misrepresentations of Bright Sound Communications to induce changes to their long-distance service. We received that in around October 20th. Subsequent to that, we received additional communications from these organizations and followed up with them. Our advocacy staff did. And as it currently sits, advocacy staff has issued, I believe what it was called was a motion for cease and desist, and is essentially notifying the party that we will be issuing a notice of cease and desist in 20 days, at least 20 days, probably at the next commission meeting following that 20-day period. And a formal complaint will also be filed at that exact time. So they could request a hearing on the interim, and after the fact there will either be a hearing or a default on it.
Do you recall when the 20 days ends?
You know, I'll have to double check. They filed it a few days ago. I would actually, I think probably about a week ago, maybe the 23rd or 21st. So the actual date off the top of my head, I would like to provide to you, but they actually had to reserve it as of yesterday. So it'd be 20 days from, I think, yesterday. Because I think there was a paper shuffle miss. So
just as a procedural matter, the 20 days starts when they receive it. So it
right.
depends on when they actually receive the notice. So the date we sent it is important, but it's not as important as the date they actually receive certified service.
Right. So it will be the when that ticket has its certified service. That's how we have been proceeding, at least.
And what happens after that?
Then after the 20-day period tolls, the commission then will issue a cease and desist unless a hearing has been requested. And staff will file a complaint, and then we'll proceed with enforcement action.
Is there any opportunity for them to just stop what they're doing without the cease and desist and all that?
I would hope they would stop doing it if the practices are, in fact, what they are doing. But regardless, I think staff will probably move forward, and this is an assumption, unless there's some sort of consent agreement with the party with a complaint.
Okay. And then I haven't seen the letter that we received, but what kind of service are you getting if you're just I didn't realize that long distance service was still something that people receive separately from their regular phone service, whatever they have.
Yeah, it is unique, but there is, and I guess I don't want to go to stretch myself too far without actually going back and looking through it, but it is a separate service, and what they have been doing is representing to the parties, or to the customers that they've been trying to deuce their action, that they're either affiliated or that organization no longer provides service in their area, so they're replacing the business service.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
No, I concur with what's going to go on. I think we need to get a handle on this and stop that type of phone calls or that customers are receiving and misrepresenting another company.
All right. Thank you. Randy, did you have one more to add to discussion?
I don't think so.
Okay. I thought there was something you wanted to add. Anyway. Okay.
That was the one.
All right. Then, moving on to scheduling. We have the fun duty of scheduling our meetings for the year. Incidentally, this is a bit related to the legislative discussion this afternoon, but I did, in my discussion with the Attorney General's office a couple weeks ago on some open meetings things, I talked some about this process, and they also agreed, just from their experience with the Industrial Commission, that this is cumbersome, having to schedule these meetings so far in advance for the whole year. It's a statute that applies all the way down to the township levels. And if we wanted to pursue changing it, we sure could. And, you know, the legislative session's coming up. But we would obviously want to be running any sort of changes like that through probably Jack McDonald or bring him on board ahead of time, just because anything related to open meetings is sensitive to those advocates of the Sunshine Laws. So we can talk about this schedule first, and then we can talk about whether we want to pursue that or not in our legislative discussion this afternoon.
Yeah, and just to reemphasize, we always want to stay in touch with people in the newspaper industry.
For sure. I mean, that's not, that wouldn't be the goal, obviously.
There's a little joke there, but I guess I got...
I kind of missed it.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to that discussion this afternoon, but even if something is workable and we can make a change there, at this point I think you're on the right track with the proposal that was planned for this meeting to plan them out for 2023. And so I will tell you, I've looked at it and had a request that already made the switch. I think, well, you always wish that they would just fall every other week and not have any conflicts. That doesn't work that way. I think this is really good considering all the constraining other activities that we have. So I'm fine with the plan that's been laid out here for our regular meetings.
All right, Sherry.
Yeah, I have. The only thing I thought, don't we have something in January, Mark, coming up?
That's here. Here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that would.
No.
There it is. 13th, 14th.
It's not on there.
It's not on here, but
okay.
When it would be.
I thought you meant here in North Dakota. But
no.
But yeah, this wouldn't conflict with that.
Right.
Yep.
I have a conflict, one that I'm noticing in May, which is going to be challenging because I think Sherry and I have some extended leave that is sort of somewhat overlapping, but not entirely overlapping, so it makes the extended part even longer. just want to peek at this. Okay, so I'll be out the week of, I'm going to be out from the 22nd of May through like the 3rd of June. So that meeting on the 1st doesn't work. So we could just deal with that at the time as we get closer. See, we've got the 27th of April and the 11th, so we'd have to keep the 11th for sure. It probably could be the 10th, though, because I don't have to be at that. I'm not planning to be at that camp, but it just was more of a placeholder. I'll be there at some point, but I don't have to be there on that Wednesday, so we could probably keep that on the 10th, but... I don't know what else we could do than just keep the meeting on the 1st. We'd only have one in May. I don't see a lot of other options.
You said keep the one on the 1st, but didn't you say...
The 11th. Keep the first
keep the one.
Keep
the one on the 11th.
Yes, and I'm sorry, and then we'd have to just cancel that. We wouldn't have a second meeting in May. But we do have the... You know, at the very 1st of June, a meeting, so that.
But that's the one.
A minute. What the heck am I thinking? Sorry. Yeah, no, that doesn't work. So we'd have to, I think, move to the 7th. Change that, the 1st of June, to the 7th.
Four-week gap.
Yeah, But we have 3 weeks where we're, there's two of us out of town, so. I don't know what else to do. I'll be out of country, so I'm not even going to offer to do something remotely because I'll be in the 7 hours difference. I don't know, I think we should just not include this meeting on the 1st, and if we have some opportunity to alter this as we get closer, we can.
Well, country too.
If that's the case, then can we just go ahead and schedule the one on the 7th? We're going to...
I think so. I think that would be best.
So change it from June 1st to June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to clarify, in May, the one that's tentatively scheduled for Thursday the 11th, did you want to move that to the 10th?
Well, let's
so
just,
it's Wednesday?
Let's just keep it just so we don't have to, if something else happens. I don't know the schedule for that thing. So
one less day then before the long break.
Yes, right.
Stretch, so I think it's good.
All right.
How do you pronounce that word, though?
Camput.
Camput.
It's the Canadian neighbor. Okay. All right. All right. So do we... We don't have to pass this. This is just...
That one change, everything else looks good.
Yeah, I guess I would also not schedule the meeting on the 28th of December. We generally add those if needed rather than scheduling them in advance. So I would prefer to do it that way.
Well, that was a good year, 2023.
I don't have strong feelings on that.
Okay.
Change. I don't know if Sherry does.
You good with that?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
It does put us in a position where then, like, very good chance we need to have one on the 3rd of January that next year, and so on.
Well, it's for staff and everybody that's off. Yeah. They have to come back and have a commission meeting right away. I don't know. It just,
the 3rd
it's
might
not
be
a great time to have a meeting.
Less travel conflicts than the 20th. So
yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully next year when we sit here, we don't have to do it a whole year in advance.
Yeah, that'll be possible. I guess we skipped over the budget discussion.
We'll just do the same fun twice.
Budget discussion, Jill.
So we haven't had a budget update on our current budget for a couple months, so just wanted to get something on the schedule so we could touch on the current budget and also looking forward, just kind of a refresher on what we asked for in our upcoming budget for 23-25.
Good.
I would recommend any time after Wednesday, December 7th. The governor's is presenting to the legislature that morning, so any time after that, we will know what he's recommended for our budget, so...
All right. So,
Monday the 12th?
Let's see. I would have, when do I have to leave? I could do it first thing in the morning. Or 8:30.
Which day are we talking about?
December 12th.
Yeah.
Well, do either of you have something on the 13th? Only one day later, that one's wide open for me.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
pretty...
I don't have to jam anything around other things.
The afternoon?
On the 13th?
Yeah.
I'm wide open on the 13th.
Yeah, I'm open after 1:30.
Okay, let's say 1:30. Or 2.
1:30 is fine.
Okay. I didn't
1:31.
After 1:30. 1:31. Okay.
About how long, Joe, are you looking at?
Probably an hour.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Easy. So that's December 13th. Good, okay. Anything else? Discussion
Adam.
Or scheduling?
Yes, one item for scheduling. I'd like to get some time in front of the commission for Applied Blockchain to meet with you to discuss their ESA, their electric service agreement with MDU. Have it informal.
Do we do this before the TIA thing? Is there any conflict there?
We could do it before or after, but I imagine that whether the ESA will really exist is contingent upon the decision the commission makes.
Right. It's a little premature, maybe not. I mean, can we have a discussion with that party prior to our hearing?
That could be an issue as well, the fact that this will probably have to be a closed meeting, I presume.
Likely. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So it might be worthwhile to wait till after.
I think we should wait till after there's a decision.
Okay.
Have they expressed any reason why they need to do it more quickly than that?
Of course, like any company, they would express that as an opinion, but they haven't really given a reason other than the fact that they want to hurry up, and I think they've even started construction on the facility.
Yeah, which they could do because they got the temporary permit.
Yeah.
At their own risk.
Yep.
You know. So, I personally just think we need to
have the hearing first.
Have the hearing. It's separate issues. I get that it's separate issues, but it's the same party, and I don't think it. I don't think it sends the right message or looks appropriate if we have a closed meeting with them, even on a separate issue. I mean, I trust that we would keep the issues separate and we wouldn't, you know, veer into the territory of the hearing issue, but still, I just think it's better not to.
It may impact what they provide at the hearing.
Sure.
If we prove it or we don't, but at this point in time, if we schedule informal in a week, 2 weeks, that would probably not, we would probably not have an order issued prior to the Applied Blockchain hearing, unless you disagree with me on that.
I didn't catch it.
We probably would not have an order actually on the agenda prior to the Applied Blockchain hearing, if we have informal.
Let's see, I think at the formal hearing on the other matters, what, December 19th?
19th, yes. Right.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Okay, so we'll wait to even schedule it till we get further down the path on the hearing.
Okay.
But that said, we'll be able to schedule that quickly when the time comes. We won't drag that out at all. Okay. Anything else? All right.
I thought of something. I'm just looking. Do we have? We have another meeting on the 21st, and is there another one scheduled, or is the next one something that we just scheduled in January?
No, we have one on the 28th of December.
We do have one.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. No, I have nothing else.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We're adjourned.